This is the Jocko Underground Podcast, number 123. 123.
123.
Echo Charles sitting here with me. So I was talking to an individual the other day. This individual was not in a great spot. You know, it was one at a, we'll say an event. The individual's not in a great spot. And he kind of said, yeah, I listen to the podcast. I wonder if you have any recommendations. And I was like, for what? And he's like, you know, just like my, you know, just career wise and kind of relationship wise and like finances, just kind of, he's just like looking for broad life guidance. Okay, cool. I'm in the game, you know, like, let's go. So he didn't have a great job. He was, had been bouncing around in various relationships. Didn't have a lot of savings. Renting a condo, you know, leasing a car. And she's kind of giving me a lowdown. And I said, well, because I asked him what you need help with. And he's like, well, you know, I don't have the best job right now. And I'm, you know, I can't find the right girl. And I don't have much, you know, don't have much savings. And I don't own a house or anything. And so he's going through this. And so I'm like, you know, okay, well, how, you know, how'd this happen? Like, how'd you end up here? And I wasn't looking for like, I wasn't looking for a cause. I was actually just trying to get the context of the scenario, right? Mm-hmm. How did you end up, like, how'd this happen? Like, because, you know, sometimes it's, hey, I got divorced, I had to restart, like, looking for that kind of thing. Oh, I changed careers or well, whatever, you know, whatever. I'm looking for sort of how we ended up here so we can sort of figure out a course of action to go. And so he starts giving me the life story type thing. And so I'm listening. And this entire thing, this entire life story was, I'm not kidding, his entire life story was a litany of all the people, places, and things that had put him in his current situation. The whole thing. Starting when he was young, like his dad left, right? So his dad left, his mom, that's where this story begins. And then his mom had a bunch of different boyfriends coming in and out, and teachers in school in where he lived didn't care. The football coach didn't like him. So he quit, I think, like his junior year, quit in 2 days, right? During 2 days, the coach just didn't like me. Okay. Counselor in school recommended that he go to trade school after high school. Like, hey, you should go to trade school. You should get a, and he didn't want to go to trade school. He wanted to go to college. So guess what he did? Neither. But this was the, you can probably see where I'm going with this. This was the fault of the counselor. He went to see a recruiter. Recruiter lied to him in some way. And so he just didn't join the military. Because the recruiter told me it was going to be like this, and then I found out that he was actually lying to me, so I'm not going to the military. So the decision that he made was because the recruiter had lied to him. Fiance scenario. She was crazy. Now he doesn't trust women anymore because she acted this and she did this and she cheated on him, and then she lied to his face, and then they made up, and then she did it. Like, so we had this whole thing going on. And then there was this boss, and there was that boss, and then there was this industry and that industry, and there was this company and there was that company, and then there was the dot-com burst. And yeah, this guy was not quite my age, but that's why, because I don't know if they talk about trade school anymore. They used to. It's a freaking good thing. But he's, you know, he had the dot-com bubble burst, and then in 08, the economic thing. And this just went on and on and on for, you know, probably 5 minutes. And none of it, not one time did he say, I messed up. Like, normally if you say, you know what, the recruiter lied to me and I was an idiot and I got all mad and so I just didn't join the military, I should have joined. He didn't say that. The recruit, it wasn't like, you know, my football coach didn't like me because I was kind of a punk And I acted like an idiot. He didn't say that because there's no lessons learned. That's the thing. There was no ownership of anything that had happened. It was just everyone else and everything else. The dot-com burst. The dot-com. Like, who got... Okay, I get it, dude. I get it. If you were a freaking person with a startup that had funding and you had value and you had invested some money. But, dude, some normal dude doesn't lose in the dot-com bubble. Right?
Sure.
Dude, I had $1,800 invested in freaking www.dotcom.com.
Sure.
And I lost my $1,800. Like, that's what happened. That's the worst case scenario that happened to this dude.
Mm.
Not one time did he say, here's the mistake that I made. And of course, bro, I'm talking to this guy. He listened to the podcast. He read Extreme Ownership. He read Dichotomy. He read everything. And he talked a good talk when we were talking about that. But when we talked about the situation that he's currently in, it was all about everyone and everything else. This is a very subtle thing that occurs. You know, like the way that the devil maneuvers. And the devil, you know, dresses up like a pretty girl, and the devil does these things that you don't really notice, and all of a sudden you're doing things that you shouldn't be doing, and the next thing you know, it's too late. You're going to hell.
Yes, sir.
The demon is a liar.
Yeah.
I used to say that to Seth Stone quite a bit, because there'd be something going on. I'd see him getting pulled off the path. I'd be like, well, the demon is a liar.
Mm-hmm.
These are little lies that are coming in. Got to watch out for these things. Because you don't know that. Because the demon doesn't look like a demon, bro.
Yeah.
The demon doesn't look like a demon. Doesn't have horns. Mm. Doesn't have fangs. Mm. Not red.
No.
It's actually probably attractive. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this is what's going down.
Yeah.
And that attraction can be every different type of thing. Whether it's that money. Whether it's that freaking... what's the car, the Bugatti car, whatever that thing is. Like, those things look good.
Mm.
Whether it's the job and the status, those things can look really good. That stuff can be a lie. And notice I said can be a lie, because sometimes it's like, oh yeah, guess what? Bugatti's a good car. Mm. It's fast. I'm sure it handles well. I haven't driven one.
Mm.
There's jobs that are really good, and you can help a lot of people, and you can grow businesses. That's awesome. That's not a lie. That's true. So there's things out there, and we can't tell. So what I'm saying is, this is a sneaky thing. This is a thing that gets into your head. Then you got to be careful for it. You got to be careful of it. You got to be careful, because if you don't watch out, you're going to end up not taking ownership of what is going on in your world. It's going to seep into your bloodstream. It's going to seep into your bloodstream, and it's going to pollute your body. It's going to pollute your mind, and it's going to pollute your soul. And you won't know it. This guy, it was like he was on fire, and he didn't know it.
Mm.
He did not know it. He did not see. He did not see the obvious thing, that what he was saying was completely opposite of what he thought he was saying. It's not on everybody else. It's on you. You have to make things happen. Nothing is going to be given to you. And that's, should I say nothing? No, I shouldn't say nothing. You're going to have things, some things, you're going to get lucky sometimes. You can't count on luck. You're going to be given some things. You can't count on being given things. You're going to win a couple easy games along the way. But no one's going to someone might give you a little bit of money. But no one's going to hand you a dollar. You can't count on it. No one's going to hand you a dime. No one's going to hand you a job. It's not going to happen. You cannot have any part of your mind that thinks, oh, someone will just do this for me. You cannot have that in your mind. You have to do things yourself. You have to create things. You have to make things happen. You have to do it yourself. No one's going to give it to you. No one is going to give it to you. And this doesn't mean you have to take from someone else. You have to build for yourself. So think through what you are saying. Think through what you are thinking. Stop blaming other people. Start taking ownership and start taking ownership of everything. And I'll tell you what, it hurts. It hurts. Like chemotherapy hurts. It's terrible when people go through that, but that's what removes the cancer from their system. And you're going to feel some of that. And look, if you're like this guy, probably 48 years old or something like that, this is going to be some serious pain when you look around at your relationships, at your savings account, at your finances, at your relationships, at your skill sets. When you look at all those things and they're not where you think they deserve to be. Not, you didn't get what you deserve to get. You didn't get what you deserve to get because of that coach, because of that recruiter, because of those teachers, because of your mom and dad. You didn't get what you deserved. You're going to get what you deserve. You're going to get what you deserve. And it's based on you. So, there you go. Let's get to some Q&A. It's just bizarre because I have these conversations fairly regularly.
Yeah. So you've been in this outfit for a while? Mm-hmm. No. Did you always, you know how like obviously, and I'm with you now even, even me just being around you for this long, like, you know, when someone's like, yeah, you know, like even when my kid is like, hey, you know, your example of the milk spilled.
The milk spilled,
bro, it's crazy how I see every single time
it's
my
for
kid.
Real.
They do this exact same thing. She was like, oh yeah, it you know, it spilled or whatever. Mm-hmm. They don't want to say, but.
The TV broke.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Shit does just magically break at my house all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you know how like we'll see it everywhere, like the smallest little extreme disownership, like you see it. Yeah. It's almost like you can smell it from the next room almost, kind of like that's were you always that sensitive to it or is it, you know,
in the SEAL teams?
Yeah, you know, like before this and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, in the SEAL teams?
Yeah.
This is I'll try and think back through my life, but when I was a enlisted guy, that is a little excerpt of what we are doing on the Jocko Underground podcast. So if you want to continue to listen, go to jockounderground.com and subscribe. And we're doing this to mitigate our reliance on external platforms so we are not subject to their control. And we are doing this so that we can support the Jocko podcast, which will remain as is, free for all, as long as we can keep it that way. But we are doing this so we don't have to be under the control of sponsors. And we're doing it so we can give you more control, more interaction, more direct connections, better communications with us. And to do that, we're building a website right now where we'll be able to utilize to strengthen this legion of troopers that are in the game with us. So thank you. It's jockounderground.com. It costs $8.18 a month. And if you can't afford to support us, we can still support you. Just email assistance@jockounderground.com and we'll get you taken care of. Until then, we will see you mobilized underground.